for these fucking dogs to stop walking. Tucker looks like he's finding a spot to sit.
Oh, the senator learned how to climb out of her pen.
Did she now?
A problem, yeah.
Oh, jeez, some fucking neighbor dog's barking, and Tucker's pissed about it. And now Maisie's pissed about it.
What do you think they're saying?
Hey, fuck you! No, fuck you! That's
fuck
all
you.
Dogs say to
just
each other.
Apropos of nothing, the neighbor dog was just like, fuck you!
Hey, hey! Hey, fuck you! Whoa! To dogs, it's always a Boston street. That's what they're yeah. And the other, it's always, you're always on a street in Boston, and the other fucking dog has a Yankees hat on, and you just go, hey, fuck you!
Fuck Yankees, fuck you!
Yeah, fuck the Yankees. Ah, yeah. Go Sox! They might be at barking, go Sox.
They're probably at barking, go Sox.
Okay. Tucker, sit. No, don't come here. I don't want you. I'm Adam.
And I'm Meg.
And we're gonna watch Breaking Bad.
In reverse.
Breaking backwards? Hi, guys.
Hi, everyone.
It's your friends, Adam and Meg. We watched another episode of television for you.
So you don't have to.
Mm-hmm. And it's, wow, two left after this.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
Weird. So he does a lot, the third episode, right? Very early into his journey, he kills two men.
And is a fucking baby about it.
Yeah.
He cries a bunch.
He apologizes a ton about it.
Mm-hmm. He makes a pros and cons list like an asshole.
With his pants down on the toilet, which is the most beta way you could do that.
Getting stuff done on the toilet's fun. I love taking the laptop to the toilet and just writing a draft.
You ever sit on the toilet so long that, like, your legs, without you knowing it, some nerve gets pinched and your leg isn't really connected to your brain for a little bit, and you stand up and then it's like, what's happening?
Yeah, because I tend to read on the toilet quite a bit and watch the YouTubes. And, yeah, a lot of times I'll stand up and I'll be like, holy shit, and I need, like, a ledge or something.
Yeah, I don't have that luxury. I don't spend much time on the toilet. It's come from years of having children who also need the toilet or need me or just can't be left alone to not get out of the house and run across the street and get hit by a truck. So
yeah,
there it is. Before this, I watched the movie Election as research for a new pilot I'm writing. So
for with Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
What's the pilot about?
The pilot is about, have you heard about the Snapchat story that is like,
you told me like, this would be good to write a pilot about.
Yeah. I decided to do it. No one.
Wait, what's the story? What's the Snapchat story again?
This girl, when she was 14, didn't make varsity cheer and some other freshmen did. So she posted on a Friday after school hours outside of school, like, fuck cheer.
Oh,
fuck
right.
This. Fuck that.
I remember that.
And then she got kicked off the cheer squad, and then it went to court and she got reinstated, and then it kept getting bumped up through the court system, and now it's to the Supreme Court, and I think it's just insane.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I think it's fuck cheer.
Fuck cheers, fuck softball, fuck everything. Mm-hmm. And then some little goody two shoes like showed it to a cheer coach. I don't know. We don't really think about the fact that students don't have like freedom of speech in the same way that adults do. If it happens while you're a student, it seems like it doesn't matter. The school can retaliate.
Yeah, it's, oh man, I'm so glad we didn't have that stuff when I was in high school. Holy shit.
You'd get in trouble, right?
I'd gotten in a lot of trouble. Especially like the shit that I have on Facebook that I think I deleted it all from like 2009 or 2008 when like people weren't really looking except for your friends.
Yeah.
But like if I had been 19 now, holy shit.
So wait, let's see, you, what year did you graduate college?
I graduated college in 2013.
So you were still in high school when you first got Facebook.
Yeah, junior in high school, year of our Lord, 2007.
I got it 2005, I just started college.
Yeah, it wasn't allowed into not colleges until 2007, I believe.
I kind of feel mad that they ever changed that.
I feel like it should just be for college. Yeah. Well, then they're like, hey, these boomers got so much money.
Yeah.
Let's give it to them.
Yeah, it does kind of suck that they opened up to the public. It was pretty fun when you had like, oh, I have friends at this school and that school and this school. And you, for a while there, you could see anybody's photos. There were no, like, it wasn't default private. You could see whoever's pictures, like any user's pictures, like in their photo albums and everything.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's a huge violation of privacy. But
Yeah, sure is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't check Facebook anymore. It gives me anxiety. I don't know why. It's why I was so I was on a call with my career coach today.
Yeah.
And she was like, she's like, oh, so we're gonna like talk about how like, you know, you can like work on your brand. And like she asked me like my story. She goes, you're a comedian, so you should be good at branding. And I'm like, actually, that's why I'm not further along. It's because I'm really, really bad at it. That's why they've not heard of me. I don't want to bother people, so I like never write on Facebook or Twitter anymore, and I should. I really should.
I don't know, man. I was reading a story about how a person can find everything they need to know about you to kind of destroy your life within 30 minutes if you have even a vaguely public Facebook or any type of social media presence.
Interesting. Well,
yeah.
There's a lot out there that could destroy my life, so that's up to you listeners to find.
I wouldn't put a challenge out there, but okay.
I challenge you, listeners. Destroy my life. I dare you.
People could pose as you and elicit information as from your family. They could pose as you you know, get your mom to do X, Y, or Z.
If you can ruin my life, you have to write a 5-star review for this podcast. That's the only caveat. And you got to get 5 friends to do it. See? That's how you get it. Then you're allowed to ruin my life.
And they have to get 5 friends. And if they get... Mm-hmm.
See, I'm good at marketing. That's my brand.
There you go. I think that you could almost make an anti-brand for yourself where you're like, oh, I'm that comedian that isn't on any of that shit.
Oh, I mean, I don't even know if I can call myself a comedian anymore. I haven't performed since February 2020. It's been
Did
so long.
Did you stand up in 2020? Or just...
No, I think that was a sketch show was the last thing I was in.
I think I went to your last live sketch show.
With that orgy sketch?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my last sketch show ever. I mean, hopefully not ever, but ever.
Yeah, wow. That's wild. Yeah, and then we went to a bar. Yeah, we went... out. We used to see each other a lot.
We sure did. I haven't seen you in over a year.
Yeah. Well, we see each other like this, I guess.
Yeah, we see each other like this a lot. And that's nice.
Yeah, that's good.
It's good. Not the same.
It's not the same.
But good.
More often than I see most people, to be honest.
True.
So Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad.
A show from the year that I got Facebook. I believe it premiered in our year of our Lord, 2007. No, 2008.
2008. Yeah, January 2008. I do remember that.
It was my junior year still. That's why I mixed them up.
Yeah. Boy, 2008 started off bad, but then it got pretty sweet. So anyways, I wish I could go back to 2008.
January 2008? We had a Bush in the White House back then.
Yeah, but then we stopped. Well, so like my... thinking back, I think about this timeline. I had this like shitty apartment and then I got a sweet apartment. So that was pretty cool. Yeah.
That's fucking sick. Wait, 1 second. Pause. Jesus Christ, girl. Get in here.
Adam's getting his dogs and his dogs are all up their own ass. Sorry.
So an apartment, you say?
Yeah, it was cool. I don't know. Remember when living in apartments was pretty charming? You know?
Yeah. I had to move into a new apartment in 2 months.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to move?
I actually... This might be a disaster. So what happened is my roommate has decided to fall in love, which is frustrating for me, and he's going to move in with his girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
His girlfriend currently lives about a mile down the road from me, and she is also leaving a roommate high and dry, so I'm going to move in with her roommate.
Is the apartment nice, at least?
Yeah, it's nicer than our apartment, but my room is shittier.
Ah.
Like, the common area is doper, okay. And I have to share a bathroom now.
Oh, with a girl?
With a girl. Well, when I was in L.A., my last roommate situation was with 2 girls, and we shared a bathroom.
Oh,
I've had a lot of girl roommates now. I think my first roommate in LA was a girl. And then I lived with 2 girls in LA. I lived with 2 girls in Chicago. And now I'm about to live with a girl in New York. I've lived with a lot of girls and none of them I've been in love with.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How long has he been dating his girlfriend?
How long have they been dating? Not that long. Like March of 2020.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, that they're adults. That's kind of makes sense. That time
makes sense. That's fair.
You know, you know what, like women and probably men in relationships like a lot?
What?
Forward momentum.
Yeah, like, that's probably nice. I probably somewhere. Put the brakes too much on my last one, but also maybe maybe it's probably good I did that. Anyway. Yeah,
maybe. Because you wouldn't want to have been stuck living with her.
True.
And like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. No. That's happened to some family members of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you know who lives together? Skylar and Walt.
And they are barely keeping it together already.
Yeah, they're having trouble.
Show.
Although they do be fucking because she's pregnant.
Yeah. We know that they be fucking because we've seen it happen twice. And mm-hmm. we see the result of another time they've been fucking. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I am. Oh, sorry. I know we probably should get to the episode. I'm having fun talking to you. I met with that career coach today.
Yeah.
And I checked out her LinkedIn and she has a podcast, but it's like about like leadership. And I was like, I have a podcast. And I'm like, I don't know if I want you to listen to it if you're trying to get me jobs.
Well, why wouldn't she want you to? Well, why? It's not like you're talking about like, I love to do drugs in the middle of the day.
That's true. I told her about it. I was like, it's raunchy.
Yeah.
We talk about coming a bunch. So, you know, that's cool.
Maybe she'll get you all set up at a cum company.
Oh, to work at a cum company. Like Willy Wonka's factory, except for instead of a chocolate river, it's a cum river.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be what living's like.
To just put my feet up and watch the cum go down a hill.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't got the schooling for that.
I do, unfortunately.
Yeah. So we watched this show.
It's and the bag's in the river. An episode I like a lot. I like it a lot.
Is it a romp? Is it because it's a romp?
Well, I not necessarily, but I like episodes that aren't romps sometimes.
Mm.
That's just me, though. That's just me. I'm my own person.
That's true. You are very separate from me.
Mm-hmm. But do you want to? Did you like it? Do you like it all right?
I liked it all right. I don't like how icky it is in some places. I like Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy's cool.
I'm largely sympathetic towards Wendy.
Yeah, this is her series premiere.
So she's in just the three episodes?
Was she only in three total?
Because she's in this one. She's in the one where they fake that she's partying, and then she's in the one where she's going to kill the guys. I thought she'd be in more.
I guess that is three.
Because you were like, she famously loves root beer. And I was like, oh, this is some root beer lady. We're going to hear a lot about this. And she's just like, my root beer, when they're fucking, which is, I wish men liked it more when I said stuff that was weird during sex, but they just get freaked out and never talk to me again.
Jerks.
Yeah, but I say weird stuff, so.
What kind of stuff do you say?
Just try to make jokes, and I guess it's the wrong time. I don't know.
Do I want to share a joke I made during sex one time?
Did it land? I think is the
most crushed.
It crushed? It did
well? Yeah.
I mean, that's all we need to know.
I was with a girl I was seeing at the time, and we were spooning with clothes on at the time.
So it wasn't sex?
Yeah, it was getting there. It led to sex. The joke actually, and she felt myself on her backside.
Oh, because
she went,
boner.
Yeah, well, that's actually the punch, because she went, what did she say? No, it's good. It's a good joke. It landed. Hold on. She, there was a boner. Okay. All right. Okay. Here's what happened. Are you ready? Ready to laugh? Here we go.
Yeah.
She went, oh, hello. What's that? And I went, it's a boner. And she laughed really hard and she farted. She laughed and she farted.
And it, that helped?
I thought it was funny because, you know, it's funny when people fart.
It didn't bother you? Like, you weren't like, well, I can't have sex with her now.
Oh, no. If anything, I got more erect.
Wonderful.
Farts are fun.
Yeah. I get it. Mm-hmm. I live with people who also fart, and they, oh, boy.
Your children?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole.
They sure do.
Oh, my God. Yes, they do. You know all about that.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways.
Well, Breaking Bad. It's a pretty good show. Yeah, we open up there. They're cleaning up some goo. Don't know what it is.
I've referenced how they had dudes turned into raspberry slushies flushed down the toilet. So I have to imagine this is some guy's carrion.
Okay. All right.
Deconstructed body.
Yeah.
That was turned into the raspberry.
They do find a jaw, so I guess that does make sense.
And a gun that has been mostly dissolved.
Okay. Fair. And it is juxtaposed, right? That's a word.
Uh-huh.
Over a hotter Walt.
With an even hotter Gretchen.
Yeah. Doing some chemistry, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck the point of this is. It's like, okay, let's break this down.
They're just kind of talking about what's in a human.
Yeah, but why?
For research, I guess.
Why? What
to research? Make penicillin? I don't know. What do chemists do?
They weren't talking about like, and this'll mean that. They're just breaking down like all the chemistry of the human body, and then they're like, but it's not all accounted for, because what is it? What's left?
Well, what is it? What's left?
It's a soul, apparently.
A soul weighs something. Pretty cool, huh?
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Oh, are you an atheist?
No, I just don't see.
I am, so I wouldn't think the soul weighs anything. But they're like, all right. Well, they're probably trying to figure out, like, they're making, what's the antibiotics? And
I would think that's what's happening.
And they're trying to figure out where to put it in the human.
And they're like, okay, there's not any room for these antibiotics.
It's all there. It's 100% a human. I can't make more into antibiotics.
Anyways, it was a weird scene to me. I didn't understand why, like, what part of college they were doing, or like why they were doing it at all.
And I wish they would have kissed a bunch.
Yeah, I kind of was hoping he'd be like, oh, that's right. That's what's not in it. My dick. And then they fuck or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. That'd have been cool. And then you find out she's Walt Jr.'s real mom.
Oh, that would have been fucking crazy, especially when Skylar was pregnant in that one flashback with the house.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know how they pulled it off, but they did.
Do you ever feel like Walt chose Skylar because she wasn't as smart as Gretchen?
Oh, that's a good read. That's an interesting read. Maybe. That's cool.
Do you think maybe he was like, these women that are smarter and can challenge me more, it's too much work, you know?
And then he did kind of get annoyed when Skylar ended up being pretty fucking smart.
Yeah, it bothered him how well she could figure him out, like, and not believe his lies. So it's
and
like,
how good she was at laundering his money.
Yeah, and that she was, what's the one thing that she was, doing the crossword puzzle. You could tell he just wanted to beat her at the crossword puzzle.
He really did. Yeah. Just like I want to beat all my siblings at the New York Times crossword mini.
That makes sense. So they clean it up and it's icky, and there's a man and he's, no, do we not get to the man in the basement yet? I can't remember. I watch these so differently than you watch them, I think, because it's my first time, so that like absorb the story, and I'm just kind of like, this the story beats happened and I can't really remember them.
Well, you can come to me for that. That's what I'm here for.
Okay.
I don't fucking remember. I don't know. They eventually you see a man downstairs.
Okay, there's a man downstairs.
You see some blood come through the pipes.
Yeah. And it's corrosive because it, like, when it hits the cement floor, it's like,
yeah, you don't want to touch it.
No, don't lick it either.
Don't lick it.
Butthole on it?
Yeah, maybe that's butthole fine. On it.
You know?
No, you shouldn't put your butthole on it.
That'll okay, hurt. Fine.
You'll
I
go,
won't.
Ooh, ow, ow.
Ouch,
guys,
ouch, ouch.
Ow. Seriously, this does hurt, is what you'll say.
Yes.
But then they play the Breaking Bad theme song,
which we all know by heart.
No,
and
no.
Really heavy 80s vibes to it, like it's an 80s aerobics workout class, and it's like yep, there you go.
And you just see hot men working out, not Walter, like, Jesse, hot men,
close-ups of big rippling biceps with, like, you know, then they say they got like the striated muscles with, like, you can see all those, oh yeah, and their veins too are kind of bulging out of their biceps, and they're sweaty.
Yep. They're very, very sweaty. And then after about 10 minutes of that, they close up on a guy's, a big man's chest, and says Breaking Bad tattooed on his chest. And that's it.
And that's the end of the song. When you just said big man, then I've recently watched Sweet Tooth a bunch, like a lot. Mm-hmm. And I would like you to watch it. I think you might like it.
Which one's Sweet Tooth again? Sorry.
It's the one with the hybrid children.
With the what children?
So the whole premise of Sweet Tooth is like, there's a virus that kind of decimates the Earth's population. And at the time this virus shows up, all the babies on Earth that are being born are born as like animal hybrids. And they don't know which one came first. And so a lot of the world blames the hybrid children for the virus. And it's like a post-apocalyptic adventure tale with a hybrid deer boy, I guess.
Oh, wait, Sweet Tooth.
But it's wrong.
Oh, wow.
It's really popular right now, I think. Look at this on shit. Netflix. Yeah.
It's a deer boy.
Yeah, it's a little, little sweet deer boy.
But I can't remember the last time I watched a new show. It's been a really long time.
Big Man on it.
All,
so that's
all I want to do is watch old horror movies lately. I don't even, I'm like,
I just haven't watched. Submarine movies?
Like what?
Like submarine movies?
No, old horror movies.
Oh, I thought you said war movies, and I didn't hear you right.
Yep, all I can't stop watching Battleship Potemkin. I can't get enough of it.
What was the last one you watched?
I watched Freddy vs. Jason last night.
Oh, how was it?
Oh, rules. Because it's from 2003.
Okay.
And it's it must have been awesome when it came out if you were fans of those two movies at the time. Because it's not really that scary. But it's near the end they actually fight and they like karate each other, which is not expected, and they play like 2000s nu metal while they do it, and it rules.
I mean, it sounds great.
I'd recommend it. I'd recommend going into it context free. I watched all the movies in both series before I watched it. You didn't need to. It was great.
I'll check it out. Yeah.
Wonderful little feature.
My daughter has expressed some interest in watching horror suspense films, and I said I would start her out on Signs because I feel like that's an easy
Signs
one to digest.
Scared the shit out of me as a kid.
But there's no aliens here. Like, so what's to be afraid of?
Yeah, but there could be. And also, is God real? That's a big part of Signs. I don't remember.
That is a big part of Signs.
And also Mel Gibson. Ooh, you want her to watch that?
That's true. But young Joaquin Phoenix.
Ooh, baby.
I have a case of the vapors.
Ooh.
Heavens. Maybe I'll just start off with some more Jurassic Park movies because the dinosaurs are not going to come here.
Guys, stop. What'd you say? Sorry.
Just Jurassic Park movies, I think, are a good way to go because I don't understand why anybody would find those scary, but for a little bit they did. And I was like, there's no dinosaurs. Like, this is.
That's true. That's true. Science is just like the way they frame the aliens is scary. Like at the Brazilian birthday party and that one time you just see its leg. And yeah. It's just science plays on that fear that you always see a monster out of the corner of your eye. And like, I don't know if you've ever woken up and you've seen a lump of clothes and you're like, that's a guy. There's a guy in my room. And then you realize it's a lump of clothes.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I got more disturbed by like Scream and slasher films.
Scream scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, I got more disturbed by movies like that or even torture porn than I do like Signs or any alien thing, right? Because it's like, that's not gonna happen.
True.
If it does happen, it's not gonna happen like this in my mind.
True.
So I can watch it and not be too freaked out by it, I guess.
Fair.
Yeah. Anyhow, they clean up and there's a guy in the basement. Don't put your butthole on the stuff. Oh, yeah. And now it lights up and we are in a suburban
baby's
home.
Room. Yes. Skylar's painting.
Yes. Marie is complaining about her shoes. And Walt Jr. has a phone call and he goes, stop it, you. Call me in a few minutes. My mom's here. And then he slinks out going, it's not a girl. It's just Lewis. I'm not in love with Lewis.
And he's very erect.
Yes.
Pause. Sorry. God
Adam's
damn it.
Dogs are yelling and they barking in the I don't know what. That wasn't a good song. I tried to do a funky little beat, but it didn't work out the same way. He's letting the dogs and then he's letting the dogs out and now he's walking back.
I'm sorry. I'm sure you were saying funny stuff. Okay.
Nah, it wasn't that good.
Was it? Okay. So, yeah, he has a boner. He has a big boner. Everyone sees it.
And he
How
can't
could you not?
Get out of
it's
the
right
doorway
there.
The right way because it would have run right into the fucking hallway.
You know, when you're carrying like a large stick or a 2x4 and you walk and you hit both sides of the door and you go, ugh, and you gotta turn the other way? They do that. They do that bit.
Yeah, because he's got a dramatic curve in his penis and they really get into it in this episode.
Yeah, all right. That was fun. And then and Skylar talks about her short story writing.
Yeah, the last time she talks about writing ever. She's like, yeah, I'm working on a short story, and it's about somebody smoking weed, and that, Marie, did that ever fuck with you, you pothead? And Marie thinks very introspectively, and she goes, it made me more serious.
I love that line, Reed. It's so good. And she also, it's so weird. They say, do you know someone who was, I think Walt Jr. is on pot, which isn't something anyone would say anymore. And also, Marie's like ashamed she ever tried it, which isn't something anyone that age would say anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. My parents smoke pot. Not like currently, but they were like, yeah, I used to smoke pot a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of a thing. But you were saying, like, would anybody say that? Like, not in Southern California. That's just kind of what happens here.
Mm-hmm.
We have services that'll deliver it to you, and that's that. And in,
that's pretty cool.
In parts of the Pacific Northwest, they're giving away free pre-rolled joints to people who get vaccinated.
I saw that. That's interesting.
I used to go bonkers for free pot. Like, I used to do whatever I could just to get the cookies. They used to give you cookies and, you know, pre-rolls and stuff like that just for signing up at a collective. Now, you don't have those incentives anymore. But before, it was fucking great.
I've tried to, like, we've talked about this. I've tried to enjoy pot so much. I can't. I just don't like it.
I don't really smoke it anymore. I think I've grown out of my want to have pot in my life phase. So.
Yeah.
Right back to booze.
And Freddy vs. Jason, there's a stoner character, and he thinks he's just really stoned, and a CGI Freddy Krueger, but he's a slug, comes and smokes pot with him, and it's really fun.
That sounds pretty cool.
And it's a good movie. Anyway, Marie's like, oh, Junior's on pot. And Skylar's like, nah.
Look at me in the eyes. It's just for my short story, which is like, what a weird way to try to convince somebody of something.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Jesse goes to the bathroom to smoke meth.
Yes. And he is doing it. That's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. And Walt goes downstairs and he's like, hey, Crazy Eight, that's who you are. You don't know who this man is, right? I guess you heard about him briefly.
He went to third grade with Jesse, right?
No, but like you, I guess you do know that. They did mention that earlier. So you've heard a few things about him, right?
I just know that he's not alive anymore, obviously, and that he's like a longtime associate of Jesse's.
Yeah, all right. You nailed it. But he's tied to a pipe with a bike lock.
Yeah, which is intense. I didn't think my neck was that thin. It probably is, I guess.
Well, when you put a pipe in it, I don't know. It looked like he couldn't escape.
I agree. It does not seem like he could escape. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about, like, is a bike lock wide enough to cover the circumference of my neck and get to a pipe? And it must be. It must just be plausible enough.
Maybe. They could have used Hollywood magic to do so. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They do have that. They have Hollywood magic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the important thing here is he's like, hey, Walter. Hey, chemistry teacher Walter. Yeah. He knows who he is. Yeah.
Yeah. Your partner's got a big mouth. You're in trouble because you should be less worried about me and more worried about your partner's big mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and he's just, we see some physical comedy.
Yes, they kick at each other, and he's like, he's going and he's doing meth upstairs right now. Then Walter kicks in the door, and they kick at each other and fight over the meth. And then Jesse tries to keep it away from Walter, and he doesn't do a good job because Walter gets it in the toilet, and then Jesse fishes it out and throws it out the window and runs away.
Did you find this sequence fun?
Yeah, I did. I thought that was pretty fun and entertaining to see. I don't know if this is non-skilled male fighters are pretty funny to watch fight.
Mm-hmm.
And this was an instance of that. Like, these two uncoordinated men who don't really know what to do with their anger are like, it's funny, you know?
It's fun. It's fun to look at. They look stupid.
Yes.
My favorite part is at the very end when Jesse, the car door won't open, so Jesse climbs through the window and yes. Like,
I was like, that's what a meth head would do, because he's like currently microdosing meth. So, give me. I didn't mean to do that. That came out by itself.
That was a fun sneeze.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's microdosing meth, and his eye looks weird. More on that later.
Yeah, honestly, you know what it looks like to me? It looks like they tried to cover up whatever is going on with makeup, because like his face looks like blanched on one side. It looks weird.
Yeah, it looks stupid. I don't know what's gonna happen there.
Yeah,
I don't know if they ever
address
it.
Probably isn't explained, though. They don't really do a good job tying up loose ends on this show.
Yeah, no, it's probably just hangs out there. Then Jesse drives away, and we don't really see much of him through that. He fucks Wendy, and then that's about it. We'll get to that later, but that's
we got thoughts on that. Mm-hmm. And then does Skylar go shoe shopping?
Marie goes shoe shopping, and she, but before she does her thing, she calls Hank, who's doing a bust.
Yeah, I remarked to Adam, you remember.
I was there.
We don't really see him doing hardcore busts like this where he's yelling and got people on their knees or anything very often. I mean, at all, actually, from this point forward. We see him in New Mexico. I'm sorry, we see him in El Paso, but he's really just like one of a few people being like, standing around watching a head on the back of a thing. Oh, I see a puppy behind you.
What? Where?
Oh, Jesus. How'd she get out there?
She has a toy. She wants to get in with her toy. One second.
Okay.
Come here. Come here. Come on. I'm just going to leave that door open so you guys can get in.
Is she?
Okay. Because Jesus Christ. Okay.
Is she happier now?
Yeah, she's happier. I was trying to find... Oh! This is the only time we'll talk about it, but the lady running the shoe shop's name is Anna Felix. She was in a little movie called Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges. Do you remember that movie?
I saw it in the theaters. I saw it at the Arclight. No shit.
Well, she's a barmaid in it.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it looks like she's on something called Local Air. She's not in a whole lot, but she seems cool.
Would you fuck Jeff Bridges?
I'd fuck Jeff Bridges.
Really? From Crazy Heart?
I haven't seen Crazy Heart, so I don't know. But most times I'd fuck Jeff Bridges.
I mean, I'd fuck Jeff Bridges, like, oh my God. Iron Man Jeff Bridges? Absolutely.
Yeah, so I was about to say, Iron Man, I'd fuck the shit out of that Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, even maybe the dude, if I knew he had showered recently. But I don't think I'd fuck him from Crazy Heart. But my sister and my mom were like, he's so handsome. You could tell how handsome he is in Crazy Heart. And I said, he looks gross. Anyways, back to the show.
Yeah. Holy shit. Sorry, because I'm on the IMDb right now. And just before we'll get to Wendy later, but she's credited as Wendy in the other two episodes she's in. In this, she's credited as Meth Whore.
That's rude.
That's rude. Oh, my God. Sorry about this. I'll cut
as
much
out
as I can.
What's she mad about?
The dogs?
Yeah.
There's just four. They're probably hungry. I should have fed them before we did this so they'd be more docile, but I fucked up. And that they have a dog door they can get to, but because I'm in here near the other back door that doesn't have a dog door, they just stand by it and want me to let them out.
you could go, come here.
They could go around the house and do it on their own. And that's how one ended up outside here. When she was out, I didn't let her back in, so she went through the dog door and then couldn't get in this room and was mad. And
I just like the idea of all these female dogs kind of bossing you around. I don't know why.
It is fun. God damn it. Okay, they're going that way now.
Okay.
All right. Where were we? We talked about that. Yeah, Hank's doing DEA shit. And he's trying to arrest some guys.
Why would Hank call her back at this moment? Like,
well, she called him, didn't
oh,
she?
I
or no,
he
did he
was
call
like,
her back?
I thought he called her, but maybe I'm... Why would he pick up the phone? This seems like he's busy.
Because, he loves her.
Nah, he does love her.
He loves her so much, and he goes, my bae's calling, and I want to answer because I want to hear her voice.
Sometimes my dad would do this where he'd be like, I can't talk, Meg. It's like, just don't answer the phone.
Yeah.
Just don't answer the phone, Dad. It's okay. I'm doing work, Meg. Like, it's okay. I get
sometimes it. I'll try to FaceTime my mom, and she'll just decline it right away and just text in a meeting.
She's never in a meeting, is she?
Yeah, she's in meetings.
What meetings is she in?
She, for her job.
She works?
Yeah.
What's her job?
She works at, like, a business.
She works at a business?
Yeah, like a big one. One you've heard of.
A big business with
yeah, like
meetings?
A business that, like, sponsors sports events. Like, you've seen their banner at hockey rinks. Like, a big business. Corporate.
McDonald's. Got it.
That might be. You don't know.
It's McDonald's. There's only one big business.
I will say, you're right. There is only one big business. And also, you nailed it. It was McDonald's. I'm trying to be coy, but it wasn't McDonald's. I forgot. You don't pick a generalized category with only one item in it, Adam. There was only one big business.
It's
McDonald's.
It's McDonald's.
She works for McDonald's corporate, and she tells them to buy or sell fries.
Oh, that makes sense. Usually they buy the fries. You can go to McDonald's and you can drop off your potatoes here. So like,
yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yep. So she runs that.
Why have we never written a sketch where somebody's trying to sell their potatoes to like a McDonald's franchise, like at this, then like get money back? That seems like so.
It's a fun sketch. Go write it.
Okay.
I like that sketch.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well. Hank's arresting people, and
Marie is
says,
not happy with the attitude of the lady at the shoe store.
Yeah, the lady at the shoe store, whose name I forgot and I don't care, is being like, you need to wear a sock, and also says other things, I think.
She's just not very helpful. She's like, just like, I try to get my friend shoes, who I'm talking to on the phone, and it didn't pan out, and I'm not going to help this actual customer in any way.
Mm-hmm. It was poor customer service, now that I'm thinking about it.
But that doesn't entitle you to steal. And that's Marie
true.
Does. She shoplifts.
She shoplifts. This could be chalked up to an honest mistake.
How? She checks them out and she goes, fuck these old shitty shoes. I'm leaving them here.
She could have been like, oh, I locked my keys in my car and run out while she was wearing those shoes and then just forgot to run back in. And then later she's at her house and goes, oops.
Well, we know she didn't do that.
Well, I know. I'm just saying that's a possibility.
That's true. That is a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And yes.
Yeah, but the main thing is she says, hey, Walt Jr.'s fucking a junkie weed rat, and I need you to talk to him.
Pretty much gonna do drugs any minute, and Skylar told me so.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta take care of that. That's not Walt's job. That's your job, because he looks up to you.
Yeah. And then Hank takes Walt Jr. to the Crystal Palace.
Yes.
Where we see a man in tattoos.
He does have them. And he has little horns. He had horns grafted
on his
head.
Little horns on his head. He spent money. He saved up money and said, this can be traded for goods or services. I know just the service. And he got horns.
Who do you go to for that?
You know, a horn guy.
Who?
I think a tattoo shop will do it, right? They'll give you horns.
What the fuck?
They might have upsold him when he got one of those tattoos. Be like,
yeah,
hey,
I know these face tattoos are really good, but have you ever tried fucking horns? We're like, that's under the skin. How do you do it?
Wait, let's see if this guy actually has those tattoos.
And
there's
horns.
No way. There's a guy credited as meth dealer. I don't know if that's him. And I don't remember him in the episode. It's some guy, and he'd be the only one credited as meth dealer, right?
I don't know what he'd be doing.
I don't know. Meth drug dealer, whatever. But he was, well, this person, whoever he is, was in the show Crash. Okay.
Oh, of course he was.
Of course he was. Everyone has been in Crash. But most importantly, Hank and Walt Jr. are there, and they are, Hank's like, bet you wouldn't want to fucking live here, wouldn't you?
And Walt Jr. is like, I don't know why I'm here. I don't like it here. Please stop. And Hank is like, I care about you. You know, I care about you so much, I'm going to demean some lady. And then he calls Wendy over, and Wendy comes and she's like, yeah, you want me to give you a hand job? Because that's what I'm good at. And he goes, no, I'm going to make fun of you for a while. Go talk to the boy. And then he's just an asshole to Wendy, and she leaves her root beer on the roof of the car.
Yeah, and you can see he wants to roast her, and they pan over. He has a bunch of Jeff Ross CDs that he's really – so he's like, I've been practicing for this.
I'm all geared up and ready to go.
Yeah, and this was referenced later when Wendy says, you wanted me to do that kid.
The football player.
And now it's full circle, Meg. Is it fun to see these things fall back into place?
I didn't think this would come to fruition for some reason, but yes, it was good to see it come back, fall into place.
Good. I'm glad. That's wonderful. I'm glad you feel fulfilled.
I often do. Good.
Then she goes and fucks Jesse without a condom.
Yeah, he's like, I was flabbergasted that Jesse was like, are they looking for me? Or are they asking questions about me? No? Okay, I'm fully erect and ready to fuck you without a condom. Did it seem like something that you could get aroused and want to fuck about it?
It's not all that hard to get aroused.
Really?
As a boy.
Is it not?
No, I get aroused all the time when I'm cooking dinner.
You get aroused during dinner?
Sometimes.
It just seems like he was so agitated from meth that he couldn't get a boner. But I don't know. Maybe meth gives you boners. I don't know.
Well, some people maybe being paranoid is like a kink.
That sounds awful. Like an awful
way to
have
sex. And we mustn't kink shame.
Yeah.
Whatever. Wait, what were we talking about? Being fully erect?
Having a boner and fucking seems like being on meth and fucking immediately after you were scared someone was coming after you seems like a challenge. That's all. But sometimes boys are just like, you can just kind of like look at them and they're like, oh yeah, no, I'm ready. So maybe he was just like, the second Wendy comes back, I'm going to ask her questions and fuck her. And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm excited about that.
He took off his pants, right? He wasn't just sitting there pantsless.
No, he took off his pants.
Good for him.
He had those skinny boy legs. I don't like to see him.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I like a strong, thick man thigh.
Last two leg days of mine, there was no free bars when I was there, and I couldn't do my Romanian deadlifts. Meg, my legs are going to look like that soon.
You got to just take a big, heavy dumbbell and just use that.
Yeah, you're right. I could have done dumbbell Romanian deadlifts. I probably should have. But I didn't. I didn't think about it at the time.
That's the only way I
can. And I'd done leg curls, which get roughly the same area, right? No.
Yeah, because I don't know. I like a lying leg curl. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Lying leg curls are fun. I like leg extensions. I'm all about the front of those legs.
They opened my gym back up, but I haven't gone back because there's.
I thought you went today.
I just use the weights in my building or my apartment.
Oh.
I haven't been back to my gym in my building for a little bit, for over a year because. I don't know. They got all these rules. Like, you can only be there for 45 minutes. So unless there's people waiting, then it's only 30. And I'm like, well, what's the point?
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, Walt's on the toilet making a pros and cons list.
Yes, because he's like, I really should kill Crazy Eight or let him free, but only one of those two choices.
Now that you've seen most of the show, is it kind of interesting watching him be so reticent to kill someone after the monster he is? I mean, he has 9 people killed without a bother. He runs someone over pretty easily.
Yeah. I mean, I think the one thing that's the most noteworthy in this killing, because does he kill anyone in between Crazy Eight? And he tries to kill Tuco and that scares him, but that seemed like more in self-defense.
I guess the next one would be Jane.
That's what I was going to say. He doesn't even apologize to Jane's dead body like he apologizes to Crazy Eight. And so I think that's like something of note. I guess.
And then after that, I think the two drug dealers, right?
The two drug dealers. Because, Tuco, Jane, then,
I guess. Oh, Tuco. I forgot about. Well, he hasn't killed Tuco, I guess.
Yeah, he like tries to, though.
And he does. He does try to.
But that's more self-defense. Like, understandable why he would kill Tuco and in some degree even Crazy Eight, but not Jane is like a soft power kill in a weird way. And I'm just trying to think of a good everything can be construed as him kind of self-defense, right? Even when he has 9 people killed in prison.
Except Mike's not self-defense. Yeah, Mike he was gonna be fine.
100% meh.
He even after he kills him, he's like, ah, shit, I guess I could ask Lydia for the listed names. Oops. Sorry, Mike. Do you remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And he goes, shut the fuck up and let me die in peace.
Yeah, he says, shut the fuck up and let me die.
Yeah.
Ah, we miss Mike.
I do.
On this podcast.
I miss Mike a lot. To answer your question, it is a little weird to see him, like, at all fussed about the idea of killing someone. But as you've said, we know he's a bad guy. So
yeah, we do.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then he goes to make a sandwich.
Yes.
And he falls asleep on his way to deliver it.
No, he doesn't. He coughs so hard he farts, and the smell knocks him out.
The smell knocks him out, and that makes him fall asleep.
Yes.
And he breaks a plate. Guys, remember that. That's going to be important later. Okay?
Yes. Cool.
I just want to make sure they're on board. You fuckers.
So when he comes to, he has kind of a heart-to-heart with Crazy 8. And I don't know. I can't remember what enticed him to make him another sandwich, but he goes and makes him another sandwich.
He just goes, how long was I out? And then Crazy 8's like, about 15 minutes. And he goes, I have lung cancer. And then he picks up the plates. And he goes, I'll make you another sandwich. And he goes and he makes one.
Grabs
he
sees some beers. Of beer.
Yeah. And then they go and they talk for a long time. And can you hear that? Can you hear all the people doing this in scene study all over L.A.? Can you hear them doing the scene in scene study classes Los Angeles, California?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They I guarantee really are.
It. No, absolutely. Yeah. Talking about this guy's stupid fucking family business and all. Yeah.
This is like 10 minutes.
I was thinking about like the heyday the writer had to have had and that like, oh, I get to have them have a conversation where they make a connection. Like this kind of isn't. Like, they really milk this moment to, like, have Walter flip.
Pretty sure, let me look to confirm. I'm pretty sure Vince Gilligan wrote the first three episodes.
Okay.
He did, yeah. So, this is straight up, this is uncut Vince.
No, I just was thinking, this is kind of like what you become a writer for, or like scenes right? I mean, I guess it depends. Like, some people are like, I become a writer so I can write sweet helicopter chases and shit like that.
Those are fun to write.
This, I think, is why Vince became a writer, right? To have these, like, moments where he can have these type of interesting exchanges. And it seems like Crazy 8 is flipping Walt on whether or not to kill him or let him go. Let him go aside.
Walt's like, sell me on it. Come on, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
He mentions that he works at a furniture store, which later we saw Holly's crib is from that furniture store. Isn't that interesting?
And you yelled, remember this?
I yelled, Meg, remember that. It's going to be important later. yeah. Oh, and they also is like, this is degrading. I wouldn't treat my worst enemy like this. And I'm like, yeah, you would.
I absolutely would.
Yeah, I'd treat my worst enemy way worse. He gave you like water.
Yeah, and beer, and made you a sandwich by hand twice, and chippies. He gave him chippies. Clearly,
it's like, this isn't ideal. This is just all they had to lock a person up that was a threat. Like, come on, man. It's a bike lock. Calm down.
Oh, my God. I would take 5 bike locks and do that to every movable part of a person's body.
Yeah, I'd pee all over them.
Oh, my gosh, would I ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they'd like it.
Yeah, they might like it. Some people like it.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Nobody said they wouldn't like it. That would have been a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, what if they did? Then that wouldn't be that bad. Except for cold, which that would make
then it'd be a little bad. Treat. Oh, yeah. Nothing worse than having cold pee on your clothing.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Oosh. Not great. Mm. So they talk a lot. A lot. And did you like the scene?
Yeah.
Did you have fun with it?
It seemed like a good scene. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Walter's like, I'll go get the key. You seem like a real mensch. And we'll go get Buffalo Wild Wings as soon as this is done.
They're going to go?
They're going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings, yeah.
I hope it's the type that has a crane game in the front. Those are fun.
Mm-hmm. They're very fun.
I'm very good
guys,
at
guys, don't ever get a burger at Buffalo Wild Wings. That sounds self-explanatory. I like burgers more than wings. I got one time. Not worth it.
Was I with you?
No, I don't think so, but just clearly none of their R&D went to the burger making in that place.
I saw you get a Nashville hot chicken sandwich there once.
That fucking sucked, too.
I'm sorry. I don't know. You're just not a Buffalo Wild Wings guy.
I like their wings. I like their Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, no, those are great.
Yeah. It's just all their other stuff is shitty.
Yeah, no, that's shit.
Yeah. I like their vibe.
You like a sports bar vibe without the sports?
Yeah, I do. As someone who doesn't like sports, God, I love a sports bar. I don't know why.
You know what's so fun is when you go to Buffalo Wild Wings in the afternoon and you drink beer and watch sports and eat wings. Like, what a day. Like,
it's a great day.
It's a great day. I don't even miss the sports, but they're there, no. So I watch them. Sometimes mm-hmm. they have like a surfing thing on and I'm like, this is cool because I know what yeah. that's about. But
and I'm like, going to overtime so we can hang out longer.
Go to
and
surfing all, overtime.
All these people will be excited if it goes in overtime. I'll feel nothing, but maybe through transference, I'll feel something. I'll finally feel joy of some kind.
There is a place in Hollywood called Big Wings. It's since closed, and my ex-boyfriend used to take me.
Big Wings is closed?
Big Wangs.
Big Wangs is closed?
Yeah.
When did they close?
Oh, a couple of years ago now.
Oh, shit.
And he would take me there to watch his college football team play games with like the alumni in LA. And I would tell him, I'll go to this, but you have to feed me and water me the entire time. Like I have to be fucking drunk and full. And he would do that. And it was good.
That's nice.
Yeah. No,
that's
it was nice. But then, God, I'm such a pain in the ass. That story must have made you go, sheesh, Meg. Like, what the fuck?
No, it was a fun story.
Yeah. It was nice of him to keep me like that. But then also, like, it was a big ass to make me go to some big, like, specific university alumni game thing regularly. And not that be drunk and full of chicken. So
yeah. Now that would have been a big ask. You did him a favor.
I really did. Because I was smoking hot at the time too. So
I think you're smoking hot now.
Just stop it. I'm a gremlin. Anyways, he goes to get the key and he can't find it. And he does find it. And then he goes to throw a beer can away and he does so. And I don't know why this occurs to him, but it does.
Because this would occur to me.
You feel like you'd look at a plate and go, that's not enough pieces.
No, it wouldn't, but it would occur to me like, oh, wait, what if you got one of those?
Okay, sure.
Uh-huh. Although I don't get, no,
with
never mind.
With two beers in your system, you would think, what if I get jumped?
Two light beers.
Okay, I don't know. I get drunk so fast, so.
Because he's scared. The whole the con on the list. He'll murder you and your whole family.
Okay, that's a good point. All right, so
he might do it.
Why are you doing this? He says.
He's like, why are you doing? Come on, man, dude.
Make it a little easier for me not to kill you, basically.
Yeah, I love the scene where he puts the plate puzzle together. I love it. Did you like it?
I like. So I'm just wondering, I guess we missed it, where he tries to call Skylar to say, like, hey.
Oh, right.
I'm at my job, and Bogdan says I have to stay. And she's like, you're at your job? Because you haven't been at your job for 2 weeks now. Which makes you think he started cookie meth and killed somebody within the first 2 weeks of this story.
He sure did. Yep, moves fast.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. She knows he doesn't have a job. And he's like, oops. Caught red-handed.
Yes. And she goes, you just stay wherever you are tonight. And I had mentioned to you, I had always felt Skylar was justified in that final episode of season two to leave Walt the way she did without any idea why she does it. I was like, this makes sense. But now that I know that, like, he had been acting shady for a long time, that makes absolute sense, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. I'd be mad.
Yeah.
And I mean, she gets close to getting it out of him when, remember when she's kind of doing the, not the silent treatment, but the nothing's the matter treatment.
Yeah, very
what's that
curt.
Called?
She's being, like, pretty curt and, like,
going out. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, I'm still thinking about it. Oh, it works on me.
It bothers you so much that she was that short with him?
Yeah. It doesn't bother me because she's doing nothing wrong, and that's the secret. It's not wrong to do.
but it
works.
I could see that it disturbs you that, like, and I know you said you've experienced that before. How come you're not just like, all right, whatever, like, you know?
Next time I will be.
I really think you'd be able to, or
next time. Next time, if I think I'm in the right, the problem is if you don't think you're in the right.
Yeah, I think you kind of want the person to yell at you, and that's why you're like, I want to have the conflict because, like yeah. this anticipation up to it. I definitely have had people do that to me, and I've just been like, fuck, you know.
Yeah,
like,
it's happened to me one time where I was like, you're high. I've done nothing wrong. And I still think that. And that time I wish I would have been like, all right, go to your house. I don't care. But I didn't. You're I was high. Like, why are you doing this?
You're high. That's great. I should say that to people more often. But I guess, you know.
Say it more. I love it. I say it all the time. You're high.
Just thinking of somebody not being high at all. Why is this tickling me so much?
I don't know. Meg's laughing a lot.
No,
this
just
is great.
To think of, if it's the person I think you're thinking of, it is probably not. Just to think of you being.
It's the person you think I'm thinking
okay.
of.
Okay. Just to think of like almost a stage conflict that you didn't want to participate in. And you just being like, I know I'm not, like, I've done nothing wrong. You're fucking high out of your mind. Like, it just is. Mm-hmm. It's funny.
There are some times that person, it was like, you know how sometimes you can smell, you're like, oh, it's going to rain in like an hour. Like, yeah. You can just smell it. You'd be like, oh, I smell a fight. Yeah. It's coming. I don't know where it's coming from.
It's like it's the coming static from somewhere. In the air. You can just feel yeah. it coming.
You're just like, oh, it's coming. It's here. I don't know how, but it'll find a way in.
Yeah, you definitely. It's a great thing you haven't ever lived with a spouse, I think. I wish I could have lived with so many more boyfriends than I have, but I've only ever lived with the one I was married to, and that was a bummer.
Oh, you only lived with the one?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense, because that was pretty young.
Yeah.
And then
and he
after
tried
that,
to do it's... this, too, at certain points, and I was like, okay, whatever, you know.
See, that's the smart way about it. Well, that's how you jujitsu it.
Yeah, though sometimes I would just be so extra that he would try to do this, and I would just goad him into, like, having the conflict. That's mm-hmm. it's you just have to be more persistent, you know.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so he goes to he very cautiously goes to get Crazy Eight online. I don't know what the strategy was here.
Of Crazy Eight or of Walt?
Of Walt. I understand Crazy Eight's strategy was kill him, you know.
Wait, well, Walt's strategy is going to choke him.
But it seemed like he had some misgivings, like. Because he had the key in hand. Like
I think he was getting, be like, oh, all right, I need to like get him to think so I can get a good grip on it.
Oh, okay.
That was my read, but I don't know, maybe. Like, because I don't think he had stabbing in him.
Yeah, so because for me initially, I was like, is this going to be gory? Is he going to hold him back and like slit his throat? That's what I thought he was going to do. But I was wondering if he was still down to the wire, like maybe he won't have a shard of plate somewhere, you know, but maybe not.
I think a better no, never mind, because I like that Crazy Eight does have the shard.
Yeah,
I don't know why Crazy Eight needed it, because like as soon as Walt lets him go, he can just take it and tackle him and beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
One thing I don't know if I would have liked this more. One thing that would have been cool is if he would have killed him, he would have said the line like, you're gonna get me with that shard, choked him, and then looked over and the shard was just like somewhere else in the room.
Oh yeah.
That'd have been sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to have gone this way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this way he had to do it. He had to.
Yeah, it was him or.
And it's
it
a little more justified.
Walt or Crazy Eight. Yeah, he's more justified, mm-hmm. right?
And all his kills get less and less justified.
They really do. Forward,
I believe. Except for Gus. It makes sense that he killed Gus.
I think he blew Gus out of. That was the wrong choice of words. I think
he did. Well, he went down on Gus and then he killed him. Hey.
I meant to say, I didn't mean it like that, but when I said blew Gus out of proportion, I meant like, I didn't mean to make a blowing up pun or a fellatio pun, but most mm-hmm. specifically, I just think that Gus, if he would have just been like, okay, I gotta stop being such a drama queen and like
that's true.
I just gotta stop being a drama queen and cook some meth forever until I die. Mm-hmm. Maybe it would have been okay, you know. Like I feel
yeah,
like Gus wouldn't have ever actually killed his wife, his son, and his infant baby. I feel like if he would just stop being such needing attention all the time, mm-hmm. Gus would have been like, "All right, you do your thing," you know.
Yeah, that's probably true. And then when he killed those drug dealers, that was like kind of, he was doing that to save a life.
True.
That wasn't even his own.
Yes. And just like avenge someone, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he uses that as leverage to get Jesse to kill Gale, which we don't like.
Yes, we do not like that because you're manipulating a boy, but also he was a stone cold hunk and what a real man mm-hmm. was, which was a sensitive, thoughtful boy. And they just killed him. They just killed him dead. Yeah. They don't even let my perfect man live on in fake world. It's not fair.
He dies.
He could have been the first eternal man. Vince could have made that, but instead they killed mm-hmm. him.
I definitely told you the actor who played Gale was in one season of The Wire, and he plays like a hotshot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he plays the lead editor of a newspaper, and he's like, doesn't fuck around.
And he is not fun to watch then.
He's fine. He's great. Okay. Yeah. He seems awesome.
I think his
whoever
name's
he is.
David Constable.
Probably.
I don't know a lot of names, but I committed that one to my mind.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, Walt gets his leg stabbed a bunch. That doesn't look cool.
No, that seems painful. And then the guy dies. He's dead. And he goes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. I didn't like seeing how the guy's eye got all bloodshot. That bothered me. I don't want this to happen to me, and I would prefer.
I wonder if those were contact lenses.
Oh,
you think they were contact lenses that they gave the actor to make him look all bloodshot?
Yeah, I don't think they just put like flaming hot Cheeto dust in his eyes or anything. I think
no, that hurt. Yeah, but unless you were a really good actor.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. But then Walt's like, I gotta go do some thinking on my thinking part of the highway, and he just goes and thinks for a while. And he thinks about Gretchen again, and she's like, but what about a soul? And he's like, you dumb idiot. I'm going to break up with you.
Yeah, that's it. I'm leaving. Yeah. I hope your dad and brother are here for the holiday weekend because I'm leaving.
I've been banging that hostess, Skylar, and I'm leaving.
Is that the timeline? Like, I thought...
I don't fucking know.
Okay, I thought they were, like, Gretchen and he were together during school, and then he was with Skylar outside of school. But you think, like, he left Gretchen for Skylar?
I don't know. The timeline's never really clear.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Very quickly, Hank and Gomez find a drug car.
Yes, and it has drugs in it. Mm-hmm. And they're like,
they say the R word twice in this episode.
I wasn't a fan.
Yeah. Crazy Eight says it and about Walt Jr. And then
Gomez, of all people.
Yeah, Gomez says it.
That's rude.
About he calls Hank a you know.
And it's odd because Wendy, the meth whore, refers to Walt Jr. He's just like, you're handicapped or something?
she's the most sensitive.
Yeah, she's the most. She's really the best character on the show. Argument.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe she's only in three episodes. That boggles. I thought
four,
I was like, oh no, she's in like five or six.
Not more than four. If it even
it's
is.
Three. I looked when I was looking up. Yeah, it's three. You were right.
Wild.
Yeah.
I thought there was a lot of fun to be had with that character. I for sure thought we'd see her again. Like I thought we'd see more of her after I saw her the first time. She's like they have enough backstory on her. Enough lore mm-hmm. to, like, you know her favorite drink is root beer. Like, why did they go to that trouble for a character you see three times, you know?
I don't know. But she gets a theme song. That's fun.
Yes, that is fun. Yeah.
It looks like a fire happened here, and they find the gas mask that eventually leads them to Walt's lab.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or his chemistry room at his school. But then Walt goes, I've had enough thinking. Now I need some wife time.
I think it was a little shitty that he didn't try to mend fences a little faster, but I guess he was a little busy.
Yeah, he had to kill a man, and they never describe how he disposes of this body.
Was not the
fire?
It's just
kind of... No, the fire... Because the fire was just out in the desert.
Okay.
And there's, like, a gas mask and stuff from that, which...
Wouldn't he probably use the body-dissolving thing?
And just probably. I just don't know where he did it. Yeah. It seemed to be a boondoggle this time.
Yeah.
And then he says, Skylar, we need to talk. What do you think he told her?
I got cancer.
God damn it. Guys, stop. Can you say I got cancer one more time?
I got cancer.
He probably said that in that exact voice.
Yeah. A wah, wah, wah. And then he shimmies out the door sideways and does like a little hat tip and... Mm-hmm. Takes off his pants and runs around naked, and she goes, oh boy, do I sure got my hands full. He's got cancer.
Now, would you, so he has lung cancer, he never smokes. Would you be more on Walt's side and less on Skylar's if it was a twist that it turns out he got it from secondhand smoke from Skylar.
I don't think it matters how what cancer he has. And
true,
how
fair.
He
that was the right
it.
Answer. All right, Meg, what do you give this bad boy?
I guess I give it an A.
I give this one an A plus, yeah. Baby.
You like this one
I
a lot?
This episode. Yeah, I like this episode a lot.
I bet The Ringer gives this one a number 27.
Meg.
What?
This episode's beloved. 10.
I'm so bad at it, but then when I'm good,
it's
I'm 10. Really good.
10th best episode ever.
Okay.
Right below it, Crawl Space. Let me see. Wait, have you seen the top 10? You have not. You have not seen the top 10.
Well, not all of it.
Oh, shit. That's a spoiler. Fuck.
Oh, uh-oh. It's in
uh-oh. You know where to guess for one of them. Oops. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess until next time.
Yeah, I guess until next time.
A mighty fine Heisenberg.
A mighty fine Heisenberg to you, fair listeners.
Bye.